Hello. I bid you good day.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Oh, we are ecstatic to meet you and any on your planet.
This is my personal question.
Yes.
I have my current job, but I feel more excited with another possibility of another job.
And what would that be?
Professional pilot.
Professional pilot. All right.
いいですね.
Are you going to take flying lessons then?
In order to have a small-sized airplane operation license, I have to fly 30 hours.
So you are saying that you are taking lessons? Is that what you are saying?
Yes, I am in the training already.
Oh, all right. Very good.
Right. My desire is to quit my current job completely and put myself into that new possibility of job completely.
Well, all right. Go ahead. However, understand this. You must be very clear about your belief system, believing that if you totally quit the other job, you must believe that your belief system can bring something to support you. If you don't, it would be wiser to hold on to the other job a little longer until you are clear that your belief system will support you if you change. It is all right to expand your dream of excitement in a step-by-step fashion. You don't necessarily have to do it all at once unless you really believe that that's what gives you your greatest joy and you really believe that your excitement will support you completely. Whichever way you choose to do it is all right because it's your life. It's your choice. All right?
And then when I observe my circumstances, somehow I cannot quit my current job right now. That may mean that my belief system hasn't switched completely to that
All right, well then you can spend some time working with your belief system to see if you can get it to accelerate. We created a tool some time ago called Threshold of Believability. Threshold or doorway. It is a way to measure where your belief happens to be on a scale, in a sense, of 1 to 10. Because you are your own best sensitive measuring device, and you can tell very quickly by using this tool exactly how long it will take for you to transform your belief. This is a very, very powerful tool, so all of you pay attention because you can all use this in different areas of your life. The tool works like this. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. If you were doing this on your own, you would ask yourself the question. Or you could even get someone else to ask the questions of you. When I ask you this question, I want you to answer as quickly as you can, yes, if you can answer yes. Or no, but answer as quickly as you can after I ask the question. All right, now. Here you are, here's the present situation. You have a job that you're doing that isn't necessarily representative of your highest excitement, and you have something else that you're doing that does represent a higher excitement, yes?
Right.
And you are wondering when you will be able, when you will have a strong enough belief to be able to just be supported by the other idea and quit your job. That's the basic question you are asking.
Right.
So the question really is, how long will it be before I believe I will be just totally living my dream and not doing anything that doesn't excite me? That's really the basic question.
Right.
So you start using the believability tool by starting way out in the future, way farther than you know for sure, far enough ahead so that you know for sure that by then you would be only living your dream and you cannot imagine doing anything else. So in other words, the question that you would start asking yourself is, do I believe without a hesitation, without a doubt, that in 10 years that will be more than enough time for me to change my belief so that I'll only be doing what excites me the most? Is 10 years enough time for you to change that belief?
That's more than enough.
Yes, more than enough. All right, see, no hesitation at all. You believe that 10 years is more than enough time to change the belief system within you right now, yes?
Right.
All right. Very good. Now, you start lowering the amount. Is 5 years more than enough time for you to change this belief system?
Maybe a little difficult.
All right. Now, there you go, you see. Now, you said 10 years, no problem. 9 years, no problem.
Perhaps.
All right. You're already hesitating. You see, when you find your first hesitation, when you go down in increments, wherever you first hesitate, that's how long it's going to take with your present belief system. Now, you can say, well, if I would like it to take less time, what belief, using the techniques we did before, what belief would I have to change to make it easy for me to believe that I can do it in less time. So when you find out what that belief is and you change the belief using the technique we talked about before, then you can take the test again. Starting again from where you originally started, where it was no problem at all to believe that you could change. So you say 10 years, no problem. 9 years, no problem with my new belief system. Now I know 9 years is more than enough time. 8 years, no problem. 7 years, no problem. 6 years, maybe. As soon as you find yourself hesitating again, find out what belief you have within yourself that would make it take that long. Do this over and over and over again until you lower and lessen and lessen and lessen the amount of time it will take. As soon as you get the time frame down to where it no longer changes no matter what you do with your belief system, then that is the natural amount of time it needs to take for your life path. Do you see how to use this powerful tool?
Yes, I see it. When I'm using that tool and trying to change my belief, is
not
it okay?
Trying to change
changing my belief.
Changing my belief.
Yeah. May I use my preference phrase to replace that old belief?
It is the technique we talked about before.
はい、そうですね。
A new definition to replace the old definition, one that you believe is more in harmony with your excitement and your true self. And if you understand and really believe what we said before, how the new belief will replace the old belief, then it will be in place and it will make a difference. If any of you have difficulty believing that the new belief you've created will replace the old belief, then there again is yet another belief you need to look at. And as soon as you find out what belief you have that makes it seem difficult to replace old beliefs with new, then you will change that and you will be able to start doing this whole set of tools. And please, please, please remember, all of these beliefs and techniques and tools work best when you start with the primary, fundamental understanding that you are unconditionally loved and you accept that. So, do this and fly high in your aeroplane. Maybe one day while you're flying along, maybe you will be joined by a UFO. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What is your time frame remaining?
Actually, it passed already. 10 minutes passed, so maybe a good time.